CNA's Melissa Goh is standing by outside the Kuala Lumpur Sessions Court with the latest for us. Mel, the former army chief and his wife are contesting the charges against them. What details do we have so far?
Well, the prosecution is charging 58-year-old ex-army chief four counts of money laundering. He's accused of having received illicit funds between February 2024 up to June last year. About $500,000 US dollars in total were found in his bank accounts. Now, while his wife, his third wife, brother, Sawani Anwar, 26 years old, she's charged with four counts as well of money laundering involving a much lesser amount of 19,000 US dollars. Both have pleaded not guilty and claimed trial. Now, under the anti-money laundering law, the deputy public prosecutor, Wan Shahruddin, speaking to the media just a while ago, said the onus is on the prosecution to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the money found in his bank accounts were from unlawful activities. Now, it's not easy, he said. Let's take a listen.
As usual, we are having an uphill battle in proving this case because it involves millions of dollars. But we wait and see. We'll try our best to prove our case.
Now, having it heard in a special corruption court here in KL, he said, does help to speed things up a little. But the crux of the problem, he said, is just isn't enough DPP. They need more help from MACC, from the department, to be seconded here to assist the prosecution. Now, DPP Wan Shahruddin is a senior prosecutor with vast experience in criminal cases. Now, he's also in charge of the case against the army general's wife. Now, he will ask for all the cases to be heard here in the same special corruption court in Kuala Lumpur later on when the case is up for mention on March 30th.
Mel, so what are the next steps in this case?
Well, you know, after giving 40 years of his life in the army since he left school and rose through the ranks to become the army general, 58-year-old Hafizuddin intends to fight the case. His lawyer, Aizu Anwar, said that the case is high profile, first of all, and he understands that the government, the prime minister himself, Mr. Anwar Ibrahim, and the king, Sultan Ibrahim, have spoken, and they've pledged an all-out war against corruption. Still, he said his client deserves his days in court. Let's have a listen.
I'm against corruption, but I believe under Article 5, Federal Constitution, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. You will not, you will feel the same if you're facing charges and you think you are innocent. So it applies to all.
A lot of drama going on. While the ex-army general's wife, who's 26-year-old, I was saying, she was in a wheelchair because she told the court that she was suffering from a chronic boil in her thigh. So the court allowed her to sit down when the charges were read to her. Now, both Hafizuddin and his wife are currently out on bail with their passports both impounded.
Mel, what do we know about the other cases Hafizuddin Jantan and the former armed forces chief Nizam Jafar will be facing tomorrow?
Well, indeed, there are two more money laundering charges against the ex-army chief tomorrow in a separate court in Shah Alam, bringing the total of illicit funds involved to almost 3 million ringgit, and that's about 740,000 US dollars, the DPP said. He will be asking for all the cases to be brought here, to be heard here in the KL in the same court. Now, as far as the former chief of defense forces, Muhammad Nizam Jafar, he will be charged tomorrow here as well for a spate of corruption offences from abuse of power to criminal breach of trust. The 60-year-old is nearing retirement. Now he's suspended on leave. All these are serious offences. If found guilty, he can be jailed over 15 years for each count and fined five times more the amount of money received. Certainly a lot of public expectation here. The spotlight is not just on the military, but also about the court and about the whole system that's said to be endemic with corruption.
Thank you, Mel, for those updates. That was Melissa Goh reporting live from Kuala Lumpur.